Beautifully put. Everything that you said, Avera, is just fantastic. And again, folks, Avera Maria Santo is one of a number of voices out there presenting a joyful, lived Catholic faith with a cross of a same-sex attraction. That doesn't define her, as she said. No identity such as that need not define any one of us. We are children of God, as Avera said. And Avera, I love how you just summed that up. You know, God is love. God loves them. If they don't want to hear about God directly, be love to them, and then you're bringing God to them. So, Avera, any just last comment, real quick, that you want to share with anybody, especially about coming out and speaking again.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, I would be more than happy to come out to focus groups, youth groups, parish events, conferences, different things like that. I would love to come out and encounter you and Christ with you and all that. I guess my last word is something that's been on my heart lately a lot is something by St. John of the Cross, is that one obtains from God all that one hopes from him. So hope and trust in the Lord. Again, he loves you so much. He would never do or say anything to lead you astray. He would never withhold anything from you that you need for your salvation. He would, not even his own blood. You know, he didn't even hold his own life back. What makes you think he would hold anything else back from you? Again, we obtain from God all that we hope from him. And I say that to people especially who have maybe sons or daughters, nieces, nephews, cousins, family members, friends who struggle with same-sex attraction and may have left the church. You obtain from God what you hope from him, even if you don't see it in this lifetime. God is not restricted by anything. You know, he can bring miracles about even if you don't see it happening. So again, trust, hope in the Lord, and remember that he is so good and would never withhold anything from you.
Wow. Avera, I don't know how we can even thank you. You are just a precious soul. And I got to tell you, all the messages are coming in on the chat boards and on text messaging, wishing you a happy early birthday. And yeah, and folks are saying they hope you get well and you just go out there and just take on that whole speaking circuit, sweetheart. You are just an amazing individual. And you definitely, it's so important. It was so appropriate that you were born on the Feast of the Guardian Angels. That's for sure, because they are definitely supporting your ministry. Folks, we mentioned Courage and Encourage. That is, you know, for the families. Please check out the ministry. Jerry, I don't know if you have the website. There it is. Courage. Jerry, so quick. CourageRC.org. CourageRC.org. Check it out, folks. They're doing great work as well. And like we said earlier, thank you so much for taking the time. We are really tackling some really important topics. And we're doing it in a way that you have requested from us. You know, we don't have that many guests on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. So this is our way of honoring your suggestions and requests. And we hope you love these webinars. Please let us know the feedback on them. And if you can go to jerryanddebbie.com and support our nonprofit, One Faith, we definitely would appreciate it. We really want to get out there and really transform the culture.
All right. Avera, thank you again for your time and safe travels out there. Again, a happy early birthday to you. And we hope you get very, very well and over your brief little sickness here before your upcoming speaking engagement.
Thank you so much. It's been an honor, truly.
All right. And Demi, and I want to thank Shauna, our web manager, and Nick Scott and all the people involved with One Faith and Jerry and Debbie and Stan Tall. Don't forget to catch us on EWTN Radio. For Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, Monday through Friday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific time. And make sure you make a stop over there at jerryanddebbie.com. A lot of things happening, a lot of things coming up. And again, we could certainly use your prayers, but also, if you can make a financial gift to us, even a monthly gift, that would help to keep this ministry not only going, but really we're just launching it. We're just getting started, folks, with the things we want to do. So our thanks to everybody. May God bless you. Be safe. Be well tonight. And we will talk to you on the radio again tomorrow. God bless.